Welcome to Adventures in Real Estate. Darwin German has been an active real estate investor for over 30 years. He has bought, sold, managed, and owned over $400 million of real estate that includes homes, office, commercial, industrial, development, and apartments. He brings to you stories and interviews with partners and professionals to teach and educate you through actual real-life experiences. This is Adventures in Real Estate.
Welcome to today's show. I'm glad you're all listening. Recently, I did an interview for Old Capital Podcast with Paul Peebles. And so I just wanted to share with you most of that podcast. You probably already heard it on Old Capital's podcast, but I just wanted to talk about that. It was a very exciting time. You can hear what happens when a tornado rips the roofs off your property. Welcome to the Old Capital Real Estate Investing Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Peebles, National Underwriter for Old Capital. We are going to talk a little bit about what's going on in one operator's life. And it's an interesting story because I got a call from him last week that either a tornado or a straight line wind had taken off two of his roofs on his buildings. So a large multifamily property was hit last week with straight line winds and had made, 12, 13, 14 tenant units unavailable to be leased out. So in the podcast today, we have a friend of ours who's been on probably twice before, but since he is going through kind of a crisis piece, I thought we'd talk with him through the crisis and see how things are going. So in the podcast today, it's Darwin German. Darwin, how are you?
Very well. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. I know that you are helping your crew out at this property, kind of put Humpty Dumpty back together again. And so it was last Sunday, just a couple of days ago, that you called me up and said, hey, listen, we have a problem and we want to let you and the lender know that we've had a material change to the property. So kind of walk us through what went on in your life last weekend.
Yeah, last Sunday, I took my wife out to lunch and eating a world-famous meatball somewhere and made it into our car just as storms hit Dallas. And we actually had to pull off underneath a covered area downtown.
Sure.
While the storm blew through. And it was high winds, heavy rains, and it only lasted 15, 20 minutes. But after that, we get in the car and we're driving back home, I should say. And we make a few stops. And one of those stops, I get a call saying, hey, I guess we're going to have to stop our refinance because we had just started a supplemental loan for Villa Creek Apartments. And they said, we're going to have to stop doing that. Take a look. And they showed me pictures where roofs were blown off of our buildings.
So somebody had been in the property and had taken some pictures after this straight line wind had gone through and sent them as a text over to you.
Correct. Okay. So I had those. So I wasn't too far away. So we diverted what we were going to do and ran over there. I had no idea how bad it was. I saw a couple of pictures of just some roofs off of buildings. And as we're getting there, there is debris on the freeway.
Holy cow.
On the south side of the freeway. Our property is on the north side of the freeway. And drove around into the property. Tried to go in. There were down trees that people were already cutting up so that you can get into the parking lot. And as I rounded the corner, it was just an oh my God moment. Wow. Because the first question is, I hope nobody was hurt. That was the big thing, is make sure everybody is okay.
Sure.
Drove around that side. I jumped out and started seeing what was happening. Now, somebody obviously on the property had called management. Our two maintenance guys were out there who had already called our manager, who had already called our contractor, and our contractor already had about 20 guys out there cleaning everything up.
Wow.
And you couldn't pull cars in and out of the driveway. Big trees were down. The roofs were blown off. After the fact, after we left later on, I drove the neighborhood to the north, and three streets north of there were parts of our roof and structure, three streets to the north of this property. So it was on the south side of the freeway and on the north side of the property.
So you were at this property just few minutes after this event had occurred. And so was this a tornado, tornadic activity, straight line winds? And I guess it doesn't really make a difference, but what did the weather service say it was? And was there any other buildings around that affected too?
There were no other buildings around there that were really affected.
Just you.
Just our property.
Wow.
And there was damage around, but nothing anywhere near this magnitude. And we had assumed they were straight line winds. However, with debris on the south side of the freeway as well, they're saying, hey, it must have been just a brief tornado there. Nothing. They have not declared it a tornado, but they have nonetheless high winds. And then once the roofs were ripped off, all of the rain coming into all the units.
So have you ever been through something like this before, or has this been your first opportunity to deal with it?
Actually, no. We've been doing this for about 28 years. We've had every type of possible catastrophe. And we actually had a tornado hit a property in South Dallas back in Lancaster, one through Lancaster many, many moons ago.
Yep.
So we've been through this quite a few times, and our team was spectacular and jump on there getting the debris cleaned up. Our assistant manager was the first office staff out there getting people relocated. We only had four units, but we had to prioritize elderly, sick, children. So we got those four units occupied. Fire department was on site. The fire chief, who was great, very responsive on site. Yep. And everybody was doing their job very smoothly.
Let's go through the kind of the checklist. You pull up to the site after you give oh my God, what happened? I hope nobody was killed. And again, nobody was killed or hurt on this property. What's the first thing you do?
First thing obviously is check in to make sure that nobody was hurt.
Yeah.
And once we did that, we were making sure that everybody was cleaning up all the debris. We had contractors everywhere just cleaning up.
And how did you get the contractors on site?
Well, they were actually there when I got there, because that was the first call that the manager made.
I see.
Get people, because we want to, our insurance company and our lender want us to mitigate any damages.
Okay.
So, and also eliminate any liabilities. So there were patios that were blown off. There were dangling pieces of roof. There was all those roofing shingles and everything. They had nails sticking out where somebody could step on them, get hurt. So it's eliminate liabilities and mitigate damages.
So paint a picture of what this property looks like. I mean, what age is it? Is it a pitch or flat roof? Walk through the property.
And, well, this is Villa Creek Apartments in Farmers Branch. And it was
suburb of Dallas, not too far from the city central part of Dallas.
Yeah, right. It's right on 635 and 35 in North Dallas. It's a great location.
Sure. And how long have you owned the property?
About 4 years.
Okay. Fully insured, I hope.
Oh, of course, including lost rents. So,
okay.
So really the silver lining that we would get to at the end of this is that the buildings are covered by insurance. Our rents are covered by insurance. So as far as our investors are concerned, they don't lose out. The biggest loss that we're going to have financially is during the interim, while we don't have any, we're not collecting rents on those units until our insurance claim is filed. We're also going to get those rents back and brand new buildings, courtesy of the storm, which is why you have insurance.
So tell me about, again, how many units were affected?
Well, there are 14 units that are pretty much destroyed.
And if out of a total size of the building is how much?
161 total units.
161, 14 units were destroyed.
Correct. And because the roof was actually blown off, it was removed and all the heavy rain comes into the property.
Right.
So it destroyed upstairs and downstairs. And you need to mitigate damages, removing carpet so that we don't have additional mold and additional problems. We sealed up the roofs as best we can with tarps that day.
Yep.
We had there's just so many details to work out that
I can't think of. And then you happen to put in for the tenants into a hotel, motels in the area. And did you pay for it? Did they pay for it? How does that work with the tenants?
Actually, this ended up being absolutely amazing. And Diana, our on-site manager there, is spectacular. She actually went to the Wyndham Hotel next door and told them what happened, and they could see the damage.
Yeah.
They actually gave those 14 residents, that actually ended up being 10 units that we couldn't relocate. the Wyndham gave them rooms at $20 a night per room at the Wyndham.
$20? Wow.
Their cost, basically.
Yeah.
And we're paying for that. We picked up the first two nights. Mm-hmm. And then there are local charities that are picking up the next 30 days until they can get relocated.
How long do you think it's going to take to get that fixed?
Oh, this realistically, 6 to 8 months.
Right. Okay.
Realistically, when you go through, we have to bring it all up to current codes, which is also covered by insurance. And just getting insurance adjusters out there and working with the city and bringing everything up to code, it's going to be a long process until it's completely done.
But at the end of the road, like whether it was a hurricane or a fire or something that kind of damages properties, you get brand new appliances, you get brand new carpets, you get brand new cabinets, you get brand new countertops, you get a property that almost looks brand new on the interior.
Absolutely. And because we have to upgrade the mechanical, it gets taken down to the studs, and then the studs are inspected for water damage. And if those have to be replaced, those have to be replaced. Now, they try and save whatever they can. For example, a tub that got wet is not going to need to be replaced. That can just be cleaned.
Sure.
So there's certain aspects that, you know, we don't get everything new.
Right.
It just covers insurance coverage up to what we lost, basically.
Beginning on after the 30th day for the tenants, they're either going to find a new place to live because it's going to take 6 months for all this to be completed and go through the city. Now, you've already kind of covered the roof, so there's no more water penetration in the property, but you can't let the tenants back in for at least 6 months.
No, actually, they were not supposed to go in without supervision, but they had to get their stuff out. I mean, they have their belongings. This just came ripping through. A lot of them were in their bathtubs thinking it was a tornado. And so they left there without anything. We did, not only do we have the charity paying for the rooms, we paid for part of them. Now the charity's kicking in and doing that. And their Red Cross is out there helping with food and medicine and things like that. We also gave each one of them a $200 gift card to Walmart for necessities.
Holy cow.
So, I mean, you've got to take care of the residents. They take care of the property, and they're the way we make our money. So we want to make sure that they're taken care of.
Yeah. So we've had a material change in the property. So obviously you let the lender know, you called me on, I don't know, half hour after the event had happened, just to let me know what was going on. So we appreciate that.
Yeah. The lender is our biggest partner. So we got to let them know
that. And then you called your insurance company, hopefully before you called me, but, you called the insurance company, and how long did it take for them to either come down, take a look at it, get an adjuster in? What did they do?
Everybody was out there Monday morning. We had our team meet with everybody. Part of the beauty of this is we've got a great team. I was out there for a while making sure everybody knew what they were doing. And then I get out of the way, and our team handles everything. So I don't have to be involved in the minutiae of everything that's going on now.
Wow. So that was on the kind of the top of my list to kind of talk about something that's happened the last couple of days. I wanted to get you in here, kind of talk a little bit about having a tornado or tornadic activity, a straight line wind, something that had damaged your property. So, yeah, thanks for talking a little bit about that.
Like I said, we tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly of everything that goes on the property so that you can learn from our experiences. That's why it's Adventures in Real Estate. Well, that was an adventure, and thank you for listening to that. Again, if you ever have any questions, comments, thoughts, ideas, please give us an email at invest@darwingerman.com or register for our events at darwingerman.com. We have monthly meetings that are live. We also record those so that you can get them anywhere in the world. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventures in Real Estate. Please share this information with family and friends so that they too can benefit and learn from Darwin German's experiences. If you are interested in learning more or even becoming a partner or investor with Darwin German, please go to darwingerman.com. Follow your dreams and invest in real estate.